the time of year when people and birds in the Northland are resigned to winter. During these short daylight hours, we humans wax up our skis, scrape frost and snow off car windows, and bulk out in heavy sweaters, while birds keep themselves busy every moment with pigging out, finding new sources of food, and growing more and more down feathers to insulate them from the harshness. During these long nights, as we sleep in our well-heated homes, many of us humans cuddle under the blankets for extra warmth. Most birds, like the loners among us people, shun that cozy dependency on one another's heat and go it alone night after night after night, like chickadees, the Norwegian bachelor farmers of the bird world. By day, chickadees aren't even willing to sit in a feeder together, so it shouldn't surprise us to learn that at night, each chickadee sleeps in its own tiny cavity, all alone, staying alive when the temperature drops well below zero by shivering to heat up its tissues and growing extra insulating feathers to hold that heat in. Most adult birds sleep alone like chickadees, but nestling songbirds sleep crammed together, so after they leave the nest, it's little wonder that some often continue to sleep shoulder to shoulder for many weeks before going their separate ways. A few songbirds actually continue snuggling throughout their lives, especially in fall and winter, the way we humans would expect birds and bees and educated fleas to do. As evenings cool in late summer, swallows frequently roost together, conserving body heat. They continue this habit in winter and well into spring, so that people frequently find a dozen or more tree swallows crammed together in a single bird box, sharing their heat and making it possible to survive when their primary fuel source, insects, is most difficult to find. Brown creepers and eastern bluebirds also crowd together in birdhouses or natural cavities at night. This helps these insect eaters to conserve energy when low temperatures make it doubly difficult for them to find cold-blooded prey. Perhaps it's no coincidence that the songbirds most likely to band together to stay warm overnight are also the ones who are most likely to have trouble during cold days finding enough food. Many species of dove and pigeon also roost with some physical contact, making it easier for the birds roosting together to stay warm. Although some birds cuddle, this time of year the cuddling is strictly a matter of conservation of heat rather than reproduction. Bird hormone levels are at their absolute lowest now, and no matter how close they snuggle, nothing even remotely romantic happens. Sleeping together for birds is strictly a platonic activity. Perhaps the reason birds don't have eyebrows is that they never have cause to raise them. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.